Another mystery man this morning with me here today. Anybody know who this man is? Big mouth, big shoes. Anybody? There's a hand up. Do you think you know? Not too sure. But who's that? No. Good answer, though. Big smile on his face. Could have been Mr. Happy. Anybody else? Henry, have you your hand up there? No, not Mr. Small. Same colour as Mr. Small, but a bit bigger. Anybody else? Any of the adults know? Mr. Noisy. Okay, always making a lot of noise. Mr. Noisy, like all of the other Mr. Men, lives up to his name. Because Mr. Noisy, quite frankly, was very noisy. Talked a lot, big booming voice, liked to shout, big clumpy shoes that made a lot of noise, even when every walk. And every time Mr. Noisy did something, he did it with a lot of noise, a lot of clamour, and a lot of volume. Now, some people can be very noisy. I'm not sure if you have got noisy neighbours, or maybe you are a noisy neighbour. Some people complain about the neighbours making too much noise, maybe their dog's too loud, or the television's turned up too loud, or their music's always blaring. People can be very noisy. Maybe there's somebody in your class at school like Mr. Noisy, or maybe somebody in the workplace for the mums and dads like Mr. Noisy. Always shouting, always talking, always slamming doors, always making a lot of noise, always speaking and attention seeking. Charles Spurgeon was a famous preacher, and he said that in his church there were a lot of people that made a lot of noise. Always having to be heard, always had something to say, always barking or shouting about something. And he said, all of the noise arises from the hollowness of the drum. You see, the bigger a drum is, and the more empty it is, and the more air there is inside it, the louder it is. Lambeg drums are loud because they're so big and they're so hollow. And sometimes people make a lot of noise and shout about a lot of things because they've nothing really to say. But there is a time to be noisy. The Bible says that we are to praise the Lord and to make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Some people can stand at football matches or rugby matches or boxing matches and make a lot of noise, and they've something to shout about, or so they think. How much more should God's people make a joyful noise unto the Lord? Boy, if we were filled with the joy of the Lord, the houses round about this church should be able to hear us singing and praising the Lord, making a joyful noise unto the Lord. And then Psalm 55, in the first two verses, it speaks about prayer, and it talks about making a noise unto the Lord as we pray. And I wonder this morning, as you're living the Christian life, does God hear you making that noise in prayer? Does the Lord hear you crying and calling unto the Lord in prayer? So whenever we praise the Lord, we should make a joyful noise. Whenever we pray together, we should make a noise. And the Bible also says that whenever we preach, we should make a noise. The prophet Isaiah, God said to him, cry aloud, spare not, lift up thy voice like a trumpet, and show my people their sins. And in the Gospel of Matthew, the Lord Jesus Christ was in a particular home, and he was meeting people at the point of need. And then it says in Mark chapter 2, verse 1, it was noised abroad that he was in the house. And so people went out and they made a lot of noise, telling people, there's a home there, there's a house there, where the Lord's present to heal, and he's doing great and mighty things. And they began to tell others that the Lord was in the house. And we should be noisy in that context as well, telling others that they can come and hear the word of the Lord. But there's also a time to be quiet and a time to be still. Psalm 46 and verse 11 says, be still and know that I am God. The Lord Jesus Christ said on one occasion, when thou prayest, enter into thy closet and pray to your Father which is in secret. And your Father which seeth thee in secret shall reward thee openly. I wonder this morning, do we have a quiet time? Is there a time during the day whenever we get alone with God and we're still and we're quiet in God's presence and we turn off the television and we put away the mobile phone and we turn off the computer and we turn off the sounds of the world and we just get alone with God and spend time in quietness? There's a lovely verse in the book of Isaiah chapter 30 and verse 15. In returning and in rest shall ye be saved. In quietness and in confidence shall be your strength. There's a time to be quiet. A time to be silent, the Bible says. A time, yes, to make noise. A time to shout and a time to sing. But also a time to be quiet. And it's just lovely to be able to get alone with God and open the Bible and pour out your heart before Him, maybe not even making a noise, because God sees right into your hearts. And then to be still and to listen for God's still small voice speaking through His Word, because sometimes in life, stress and strain can get on top of us. And that's why it's good just to take time to be quiet. And sometimes maybe people rub us up the wrong way as well, and we're tempted to shout back and answer back and get all angry and agitated. The Lord Jesus Christ before His accusers, as a sheep before her shearers is dumb, so He openeth not His mouth. Sometimes good to be noisy. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Noise abroad what the Lord has done. But also a time to be quiet. And maybe that's sometimes the most effective and the most important. God willing, next Lord's Day we'll look at another one of these old characters.